The Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Beis on the top. Ein shom she'ela shalom. The Gemara said that there is no she'ela shalom. You can't say shalom aleichem in the Beis HaMerchatz, the place that they oim the magumim, or the Beis HaKisei. Mesiela l'Rav Hamnuna mishmei de'ula. This is the right Rav Hamnuna. The Oma also lo odom shitin shalom l'chaveira be'Beis HaMerchatz. You're not allowed to say shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz because shalom is the name of the Eibishter. Mishum she'nema v'yikoloi Hashem shalom. It says over there, in Shoftim, Vayikaloi Gidon called the Eibishter Hashem Shalom. So that was his name. The Eibishter's name. So you can't say it in the Beis HaMerchatz. In fact, the Gemara Lamiyato, Hemnusa Nami Osa Lameima Beis HaKisei. You should not be able to say the word Hemnusa, meaning the word Emuno. Because Emuno is also one of the Kinuim of the Eibishter. Dichsiv Hokel HaNemon. So the Eibishter is called a Nemon. So you can't say the word Nemon in the Beis HaKisei. V'chite Emoch Nami that it's also considered Shem Hashem. You're allowed to say Nemon in the Beis HaKisei. So the Gemara, the difference is, Hosom, Shem Gufaloi Ikri Hochi. The Eibishter's name is not Nemon, but rather the Metagaminon Elakom Mehemno. We Metagam, we translate the characteristic traits, Kavi Yochel, of the Eibishter, is that he's a Nemon. But not that's his essence of the name is not Nemon. Just that's one of the characteristics, the midas of the Eibishter. Hocham Hashemkin by Sholem, Shem Gufa Ikri Sholem. The Shem Hashem is Sholem. Dichsiv Vayikoloi Hashem Sholem. He called him Hashem Sholem. So the fundamental difference is, here it's the name Be'etzim, and here it's the Midah of the Eibishter. Fekteis Akasha, the Metagaminon Elakom Mehemno, Temo, the Sholem Nami Metagaminon, the Ovid Le Sholem. The Targum also translates Sholem as one of the characteristics, the Midas of the Eibishter, the Ovid Le Sholem. So what did the Nemon? If Nemon is considered a Midah, not the Shem Be'etzim, so Sholem, the Targum also says that the Eibishter is Ovid Le Sholem. Yeshloim as Octasis, the Hosom Koroi Sholem al Shem Shu Oise Sholem. Meaning the Eibishter is taka called Sholem because of the Midah of that he does, the Midah of Sholem, that is Oise Sholem. The Eloi Koroi Sholem, the Eloi Koroi Sholem, Eloboi Lameyam Hashem Sholem. If only what we want to say is that the Eibishter is Oise Sholem, but not that Koroi Sholem, so then Hashem Oise, Ha Oise Loi Sholem, Im Kein Havle Lameyam Hashem Shloimoi. Why did Gidon say Hashem Shalom? He should have said Hashem Shloimoi. Or on the side it says Hashem Shalmoi. There's other Gisois al Kaponim. The fact that it says Hashem Shloimoi, so Mamela, it doesn't say Hashem Shloimoi, is a riot that Shalom is etzim the name. Meaning the difference is Avada, it's one of the midas of the Eibishter. But if not the fact that he called him Shalom, besides that it's being the name, then he would have just said Hashem Shloim. Hashem does the mice and the midah of Shalom. But the fact that he called him Hashem Shalom, is that's the name Be'etzem besides the midah. Mashenka by Nemon, it's only the midah of the Eibishter. It's not the name Be'etzem. Meaning over here, the Eibishter is Taka Oysa Shalom. But because of Oysa Shalom, that becomes his name. Mashenka Nemon is Nemon, it's a midah. But his name, it doesn't become Nemon. Now, Legabi the Etzem Shem Shalom, this discussion in the Poiskim, I mentioned yesterday briefly that the Bach holds that even the name Sholem, if someone's name is Sholem, you're in the Beis HaMerchatz, in the mikveh, and you want to call it to a person by the name of Sholem, you can't say the name Sholem, because Sholem is in the name of the Eibishter. Even though your intention now is not Shem Hashem, when you say Shalom Aleichem, so obviously your intention is to say, to greet someone b'Shem Hashem. That's the purpose of saying Shalom Aleichem. But when you say, call someone, you say, Shalom, pass the towel, so that, Ilchor Zokter Bach, is why should that be also? The Bach is mechadish that saying the Shem Shalom be'etzim is also. Lemaisa the Taz is Mekel, he argues, and the same Yisraelis the Gemachlokes really to Machlokes we showing him like I'll be writing the word Shalom on Igeresh Shloimim Igeresh Shus. Person writes the word Shalom Alei Stam Shalom. How is everything? So is that considered Shemus Hanim Chokin? If it's Shemus Hanim Chokin, then you have to be careful. You can't write it on the letter either. You have to be careful how you treat the letter. The Shachin Reishain Vov is Machme that way. Tosin Soita Daf Yud says that it's not min Hashemus Nimchokin Shalom, and there are more in Reishain Vov Paskas like that Taka, and the Nafkamina is obviously could you throw out a letter where it says the word Shalom in there? That's a big Nafkamina. How do you have to treat that letter? I saw in the Ksav Yad of the Pshulei Diskin, we have his Ksavim on the side of the Gulyonis of one of his Gemaras. He writes one of the Tziyunim Ayin Perek Ha'isha Shalom, which is a Perek in Yevamos. Ayin Perek Isha Shalom. Over there, he was makpid that the mem does not look like a mem. It's a scribble because he didn't want to write the word shalom even in Igeres, not just Igeres shalom, even when it's not even, it's saying a name of Perak, it's a shalom. So he write it, I couldn't figure out what the last letter was. Wow. Every letter you have to decipher. Then I realized it's Hisha Shalom. And the mem, he didn't want to make it look like a mem. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'omar rove b'amechasya. Zog the Gemara, v'omar rove b'amechasya. Omar Rav Chome Baguya, another member of B'Shem Rav Chome Baguya. Omar Rav, ha'noise maton l'chaveret tzorch l'idiyoy. If someone gives a gift to someone else, you have to let him know you're giving him the gift. Shenemar, the Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, L'das ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. The Eibishter gave Klal Yisrael the Shabbos. He said, L'das ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. L'das, you should know. Tani nami ochi, L'das ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Om le'kosh boch le'moshe, matona tovi yesh li be'beis gnozai. I have a matona that's in my beis gnozim. V'shabbos shmo. And the name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litn li'sol. This is before he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Even before he gave it, he was ready moidia that I'm going to give the matona. Now Rashi explains the reason why you have to moidia is so if you let the person know, you're going to get the gift. So when he receives it, it won't be a bizoyin. But if you don't let someone know beforehand, he might be misbayish. So if you're meratza first, he's not boyish. So that's why you're supposed to be mirdiya. And that's the purpose. And that's the end of being oyvim zelozeh through the matona. So Tosa points out right away that this is dafka by matona that you give that's in order that he shouldn't be misbayish, so you let him know before. Aval hanoisin stoker punkt vaket shamakabam misbayish samat misesi chafeaf. By stoker, I'm giving you stoker. That gufa is a bizoyin. So then avada matn misesi is better. When the gift at the end of the day is not misbayish, when he gets the gift, so you let him know. So it's nisratza. But when you something that's stuck, which is going to be a bizoyin for him to receive, so then you don't have to let him know. Then if I can't, matan b'seisa, it's better to give b'seisa without him knowing about it. Yichafav. Now, the etzim din of Shabbos, the matona that the Eibishter gave to Klal Yisrael, we know the halacha is goyish shovas chayiv misa. We don't find this with all other mitzvahs. Any other mitzvah is goyish ain't a mitzvah oisa. He's not mitzvah, but it's no chiyuv misa when he does a mitzvah. What's the pshat? So the Biskrov, Moshe Shmuel brings it in the Sefer Chumash, Hashem the Biskrov, that the whole yisoid of matona is, what's a matona? A matona means a gift that's exclusively for you, excluding others. Once others have that gift too, even if it's a mitzvah oisa, then it's not a gift for you. Like we say in Shmon Esei, the ava guf is that it's only for you, excluding others. That's the shame of matona, that's for us and not for them. And that's Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Oisil Oilam. That's the Medrash brings a mashal. Mashal and Melech Matruna. They were speaking to each other, the Melech together with the Matruna. And then someone comes along and interrupts the conversation. You think that person's not going to be Chayiv Misa? How do you get involved over here? So the same thing over here. Goyish Shavas Chayiv Misa. This is a special Matana. Shabbos is for Klal Yisrael, excluding them. That Gufa makes it the unique Matana. He brings over there a mashal. That Beveiz Gnozai, we don't even realize how great the Matana is. He brings a marshal that there was once a person in St. Petersburg, they were bidding on Psich Ne'ila. They didn't know what it was. One of the big Gvirim, Ephraim Yidden, who came to Shul once a year. So he outbid 1,000 rubles, 10,000, whatever the other person, the Gvir Ginsburg, bid. He says the names over there. At the end, when he won it, he says, so what's Psich Ne'ila? So he said, you bid for something, so many rubles, you don't know what it is? He goes, if Baron Ginsburg is ready to pay 10,000 rubles, it's worth it. So I'm ready to pay for it. So he says the same thing as Shabbos. We don't know what Shabbos is. But if the Eibishter says, Matona Tovi Yeshvi Beis Gnozai, then you have to realize we don't realize the extent of what kind of Matona it is. Zog the Mom Vaita. Vadim Bevakshli Yisol. That's the Matona Beis Gnozai. Lech Vadim. Tell Klal Yisrael, Mikanum Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hanoisim Pas Letinoik Tzorch Loidiyoy. If someone gives pass to a Tinoik, the mother doesn't know about it. So you have to be Moidia, the mother, that you're giving this pass to the Tinoik. My Ovid Le, how do you Moidia to the Tinoik? You can't just call him up. So what do you do? So Gdimor, Omer Abaya, can't call up the mother. What do you do? The tinuk is in one place, the mother is in another place. How do you let the mother know that you gave this pass to the tinuk? Shoyev le mashcha umala le kuchlo. You take oil and you put it around his eyes. So between his eyes. umalale kuchla, and you put kuchla, which is coil, which is around the eyes, like a makeup around the eyes. And that's how the mother sees what's this kid coming home with oil around his eyes, a makeup between his eyes, etc. So he knows that this is the past. He's going to ask the kid, what happened? Who did this? Oh, this person did it to you. Oh, and that person also gave me a bread, a loaf of bread. So that's how you mediah. This looks like witchcraft. Kids coming home with oil between his eyes, around his eyes, etc. So my, so what is it? How do you medea? Omer Papa, shoyf le ma'isa min. You take the min itself of the gift that you're giving, and you put it between his hairs, and you rub it in between his hairs. So he comes home with breadcrumbs in his hairs. The mother's gonna ask, what's happening over here? He'll say, because I got the gift, and that's not kshavim. Zokti gemara, eini. Is this correct that you medea? Va'omer Rav Chama bar Chanina, anoisa matan lechaveroi, ein etzorich loydia. You don't have to be medea. Shenemar Moshe lo yodek yikon arponov. Moshe got the karne or, the karne hoid that emanated from him, the kanayim, the or that emanated, but he received it, and Moshe lo yod, he didn't know about it. So we see that he received it without knowing about it. So he wasn't, the Abish wasn't medea him first. Bedabri itoy, zogmo loy kasha. It depends. Something that's avida legluye, like what? Like the kane or, you don't have to be medea, because he'll know about it eventually anyways. He'll realize that people are fearful when they come to speak to him. It must be because the kane or. So mele Shabbos is not avida legluye, the Gemara says, and that's why he had to be medea. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean Shabbos is also avida legluye? Vos Shabbos avida legluye. It's eventually the Eibush is saying that I have a matana beis gnozai. He told Moshe Rabbeinu before he gave it. But avida legluye, eventually when he gives it, it's going to be avida legluye also. So the Gemara, no. Matan schor le avida legluye. The schar is not avida legluye. That is not going to be known. So mele is medea. It's a matana beis gnozai. That's how great it is. Was a medea the schar? Yeah, Rashi says he was. Zok Rashi, matn schora v'hu hoydim aide Moshe bal peh maschora. This is bal peh. It's something that we don't know what the schar is, but it's something bal peh. He was medea. Zok the more Rav Chizda v'noket biyode tart matan to the Torah. Rav Chizda was a koyin. Rashi brings like the more says in brachas. We had Achaz Beit Yisrael, there were Shmoinim Zugers, Achim Kahanim, the married Shmoinim Zugers, Achoyos, and there was no one left over except for Tarte Bante de Rav Chizda, the two daughters of Rav Chizda, that married to Ram Bachomer, Ma'ukva Bachomer, who were Kahanim. So you see, he was a Kohen. So Rav Chizda was a Kohen. Have a Nokel Biyode, Tarte Matante de Tura. He had two Matnes Kuhuna, two sets of Zroya, L'chaim, Keva, that were given to him. And Rashi says, even though he was in Chutz Loretz, that, you're able to give it to other people too. We know you could lose it, lose the Sabbath, like the Moran Brochus. Correct. But since in that time, Matono is Noyagos Bismanazer, Loyafin Mocha, Matono is Noyagos Bismanazer, they didn't know Alma could lose the Savi, so Mela Al Kaponim was able to give it to people in Chutz Loretz too, as a gift. So he had this Royal Chaim Akeva. So Omar, he said as follows. Whoever tells me Mechudishika Shmaitz in the name of Rav, Yahivnale Nihale, I'm gonna give him this Matnas Kuna, the Zoya Lachaim and Keva. So Omale Rova Bamachasya. So Rova Bamachasya said as follows in the name of Rav. Hoch Yom Rav. Hanois Matan Khaver Tsuch Lodio. I'll tell you a member of Rav. Someone gives him Matan Khaver, yes, me DM first. Shenema, like it says by Shabbos, Ladaski and Hashem Kadishem. So Yovan Ale. So Rav Chizda gave the Matnas Kuna to Rava, Bamechasya. Omar, so Rava said, Chaviv and Alech Shmaitse the Rav Kule Hai, do you love the members of Rav so much that you're ready to give me this good cuts of meat, this Royal Chaim in a Keva? Omar, in, absolutely, indeed. I love the members of Rav. Omar, so Rava said, so Haina the Amar Rav, this is what Rav said. I'll tell you another member of Rav. You know what Rav said? Milsa al Bishayu Yekira. Milsa means an expensive piece of wool. Albisha Yakira, a person that is ruggled to wear it, so for him it's very important and very chaviv. Someone who's ruggled to wear this fur coat, so for him the fur coat is very important. Someone who's not ruggled to wear it, it doesn't mean anything. So Rashi, Mi'il Dom of Yikorim, for whom? Lemisha Ruggle Loivshoi. Kloimar, the same thing over here. Lefisha Ata Tamido Sherav, since you're the Talmud of Rav, Viroggle Bishmois of Yeruggle in the Shmuas. So you're searching for members of Shem Rav. Milsa al Bisha Yikire.
someone who is Rogel, so for him it's Chaviv. You're Rogel in the members of Rabbi, you're a Talmud, so that's who you're searching for, his members. So he told him back, this second member of Rav, Omar Rav Hochi, this is what Rav said. So he told him, Basraisa Adifali Mikamaisa, the second member of Rav, of Milsi Yakir Al-Bishay, is even more Chaviv than the first member of Anoisa Matan Chabeir Tzoch Lediyahi. We have a Nokit, we have an Ekitna Achita, Yahiv Neloch. If I'd have more Israel Chaim in the Keva, I'll give you. I gave everything away already. But that's how Chaviv it is to me. Zoktimor, another member of Roma Bamechasya, Omarav. Vomarav, Roma Bamechasya, Omarav, Chome Bagui, Omarav. Lo Oilom, Al Yishana Odom, Benoi Ben Abonim. You should not differentiate one son over other sons. Why? Shebishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloim Milas, Shenosin Yankov Li Yosef. The Mishkal of two Sloim of Milas. Zog Drashi, Lav Davka. Ksenis Pasim wasn't Davka two Sloim. But Lav Davka, Zog Drashi, Nokat Betamid Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, Matzosi, Ksenis Pasim, Sviv, Pas Yodi, Nosim Milas, Loi Kol Ktenis. Look upon him, the extra two Sloim of having Ksenis Pasim, differentiating Ben Ben Abonim, caused that we went down to Mitzrayim, to cause the kinna between the Achim. They were jealous. You should always attempt to live in a city that is less years inhabited, a newer city. Why is what's good about a new city? Less inhabited years, less averus that the city amassed. So Mamela, you have a choice, live in a city that's newer. Rabbi Yashvin is the Oris right away says, that doesn't mean if you have a choice, let me move to Kalamazoo, less years the city is in existence, or to a city that's established for hundreds of years, but the city that's established is a Makam Torah of yeshivas, of course you go to a Makam Torah. It means when they're equal, then you go to a place that's yeshivosa is koiva. But if it's an expense of Talmud Torah and a Mokum Torah, then of course that doesn't override it. The Poshni says. So it doesn't mean you have to stop moving now to a place, a new city. No, it means if it's not at the expense of Torah. So Gemara, Lo'oilem yichazer onem yeshe b'yish yeshivosa koiva shemitoch yeshivosa koiva abaniseh muotim. Shenemar, we bring a ride from Zdoim. It says, Hine noho ir azois koiva lonus. When Lloyd ran away to Tsoyar, he said, Hine noho ir azois, this city that we're running to is koiva lonus. It's nearby lonus to escape there. What did Zogdi Gemara? Hine noho ir azois koiva lonus shomo. Vihi mitzar. And it's a place that they will be escaped to. What's koiva? My koiva. Ilem koiva de mikva vizuto. If it means that it's close by, it's closer, vizuto. And it's smaller. They see that in front of their own eyes. They don't have to point that out. If they see the ear in front of them that it's koiva, so you have to say it. Obviously, that's what we're coming to. It's right over here. Ella, what he meant to say is, Sdoim is more years inhabited. So does Avonisem Rubim. This is less year inhabited. So Mela, it's less Avonis. So it's safer to live over there. V'kachozele, Ella mitokshi shivosa koiva, Avonisem mutzorin. So the Averis are less. Omer of Avin my Koga, where do we find this in the Pasuk? It says, Dichsiv, Imoltano Shomo, no begamatia nun vechad. Imoltano Shomo, no is gamatia 51, meaning Tsoya was 51 years in existence. Vishal Sdoim, Sdoim was more than that, is nun beis. Sdoim was 52, so it's Kroiva, even 1 year difference. 1 year is Avanisea Muatin, so Mele it's safer to run to. Vishal Voso, and the years of Shalva in Sdoim, we're Chavav, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're Chavav, we're 26. Altogether, the existence of the Sdoim was 52, which is exactly half of the years. It was years of Sholem. Dichsev, how do we know that it was 26 of Shalva and 26 of non-Shalva? Dichsev, 12 Shana of this Kedola Omer. 12 years, they were Ovid Kedola Omer. And those 12 years are not years of Shalva. When you're Ovid Kedola Omer, it's not exactly peaceful. And Sholosh Esrei Shana Mardu. And 13 years they were murdered against him. So again, that's not Shalva, that's Muhammad. So that's already 25. Urabos Roshono. And only on the 14th years, that's when they killed Kedola Omer. So, and then it was peaceful. So that means the first 12 plus 13 plus the next year when they killed him is 26 of non-peaceful. And the remaining 26 years which is altogether 52, is peaceful. So Rabos Hashanah Mardu, they killed him, he was Nerag, so it was Beshalva for the remaining 26 from the 52. Rashi Tosfos makes a whole cheshbon over here, exactly how it comes out. We know that it's more than Tsoyar. So Tsoyar was 51. Yeah, because it says, because he said, he Koiva Lanu Shoma. It's Koiva, it's less he inhabited it. So less than 50, this is less. 51 is less. That means that the Tsoyar was one more. And Rashi makes the cheshbon, and he says that when was Nispalga Ha'olam, when did Tsoyar come into existence? Only Bizman after Shnoisov Shel Peleg, Biyom of Nispalga Oilom, and Peleg, the whole cheshbon is Avram Avinu was 48 years old then, and that's when Stoim was created, because that's when Nispalga Oilom, they were spread out, and the year that Avram Avinu got the Psura from the Malachim, that Yitzchak will be born, was also the year that Stoim will be destroyed. So that was when Avram was 99, turning 100. So from 48 till 100 is 52 years. So you know the max existence of Sodom was 52 years. And that's a cheshbon we know that it's not more than 52 years. Tosafot makes a cheshbon, legabe, the 2 years of Shalva, exactly how that comes out, that it's 2 years of Tosafot. B'shasdoim nun b'eshana k'mash mechiach b'kuntus she'avrom ben mem cheshana k'shenivnis doim v'shalvos l'chov v'shonim mashma she'avrom ben ayin gimel k'shahogis ha'malochim u'v'seyde oylem. It says, it brings that it's mashma v'dir that Avram Avinu was 75. So then he says that the 2 years of Shalva, you have to count that according to this cheshbon, it comes out that the Shalva is only 24 years, not 26. So you have to say that there was already 2 years earlier Shalva pre this cheshbon. So it ends up being 26 years of Shalva. 52 years, the total existence of Sodom, because it only started Bizman, Shenivgo, Yom of Shel Peleg, Nispalgo, Oilom, and the Yom of the Psura of Sodom, the Aficha Sodom, was the Psura of Leidas Yitzchak, which is when he was 100. So we're dealing with the 52 years, and 26 of them were Shalva, and 26 of them were Yemei of Milchoma. But the point is that it's Tsoyar, it's Koiva, it's 51, it's No, it's Imalta No Shomo, it was 51 years. So it's less years inhabited. We'll stop over here, the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.